From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesperson Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that the Syrian Democratic Forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian Democratic Forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city, overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against Islamic State extremists near the northern city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who have recently escaped have described repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against the meeting and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made it clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. This is VOA News. Voters in the United States are hours away from selecting the country's next president. Democrat Hillary Clinton is holding a final campaign rally in North Carolina. Republican Donald Trump made campaign stops in five key states: Florida, Michigan, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. With a often contentious campaign drawing to a close, voters are sharing their views on the candidates.
I feel more secure with her, and I'm voting against Donald Trump.
I voted for Donald Trump. I think the country needs a change. He's a great businessman, and I think he'll do the best job. I think that he tells the truth. He speaks, even though I don't agree with the way he treats women.
Honestly, I believe Trump's kind of a maniac and not qualified for the office.
You can find more on the U.S. presidential election as well as live coverage Tuesday evening at voanews.com. Hispanics have turned out in record numbers to vote early this election season, leading to speculation that they may affect the outcome of the race in some key states, including perhaps the important state of Texas. Hispanics seem to be responding to rhetoric from Republican Donald Trump on immigration. Trump may have weakened what many call the sleeping giant when he described Mexican immigrants as rapists and murderers last year. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city plans to host the election night gathering of both major presidential candidates. Bill de Blasio is New York City's mayor.
Know that you are safe and well protected. You'll see the presence at key locations around the city. You'll see it in the subways. You'll see it around the locations where the election celebrations will be happening.
It is rare for both major candidates to schedule their election night celebrations in the same city. Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Possible targets are said to include New York, Virginia, and Texas. China has declared that democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature, weighing in on a dispute over the way their oaths were taken during a swearing-in ceremony last month. Two independence pro-politicians draped themselves in banners that declared Hong Kong is not China and pledged allegiance to the Hong Kong nation. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order, but Beijing's conclusion that some are unfit for office because of the way they took their oaths has already triggered an uproar. And in the aftermath of its flammable phone scandal, Korean electronics company Samsung has issued apologies to Americans in major newspapers. The company's Galaxy Note 7 has been recalled due to potentially defective batteries that can lead to fires. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.